December 14, 1916, Jesus slept and worked in order to give true rest to souls in God. I was offering my sleep to Jesus, saying to him, I take your sleep and I make it my own, and by sleeping with your sleep, I want to give you the contentment as if another Jesus was sleeping. Without letting me finish what I was saying, he told me, Ah, yes, my daughter, sleep with my sleep, so that, in looking at you, I may reflect myself in you, and as I gaze at myself, I may find all of myself in you, because you are sleeping with my sleep. And so that, as you gaze at yourself in me, we may be in accord in everything. I want to tell you why my humanity subjected itself to the weakness of sleep. My daughter, the creature was made by me, and, as my own, I wanted to keep her on my lap, in my arms, in continuous rest. The soul was to rest in my will and sanctity, in my love, in my beauty, power, wisdom, etc., of these, acts which constitute true rest. But, what sorrow! The creature escapes from my lap, and trying to detach herself from my arms in which I hold her tight, she goes in search of vigil. Vigil are passions, sin, attachments, pleasures. Vigil the fears, the anxieties, the agitations, etc. So, as much as I long for her and call her to rest in me, I am not listened to. This is a great offense, an affront to my love, which the creature takes into no consideration, and she gives not a thought to repair for it. This is why I wanted to sleep, to give satisfaction to the Father for the rest which souls do not take in Him, by repaying Him for all. And while sleeping, I impetrated true rest for all, making myself the vigil of each heart in order to free them of the vigil of sin. And I so much love this rest of the creature in me, that I not only wanted to sleep, but I wanted to walk in order to give rest to her feet. Work, to give rest to her hands. Palpitate and love, to give rest to her heart. In sum, I wanted to do everything so that the soul might do everything in me, and would take rest. And so that I might do everything for her, provided that I could keep her safe within me.